A farmer of Swarag land was living a simple life in a peaceful kingdom. His life's purpose was very clear in his mind: to cultivate food for his people, earn livelihood, and live a blissful life with his family. He asked nothing more from his life, and his God didn't give more either. One afternoon, while working in a farm, an old traveler came to him. It was a hot summer afternoon and the old man was thirsty. Since this farmer had a well in his farm, the old man asked if he could spare some water. The farmer agreed and he took the old man to the well. He pulled water out of the well, poured in his palm, and then the old man drank it. Once his thirst was quenched, the traveler gave a crooked smile. In exchange for this kind gesture, the stranger said, "Why don't you call your children? I'll give them a good blessing." The request seemed odd. Also, the farmer being privileged with a huge land meant that he was very far from home. Also, it's not like his son was eager to seek blessing from anyone. So looking here and there, he spoke, "Why don't you bless my chickens instead?" The old man spoke nothing. He simply touched one of the birds and suddenly its white feathers turned slightly yellow. What this naive farmer witnessed was magic, according to him. "What did you do?" "You will see," the old traveler said and started walking away. The farmer stopped him, asking, "Wait, aren't you going to bless all of the other chickens as well?" He turned, smiled at him and said, "Greed is not a good color on you, my son." The farmer laughed out loud. Once the stranger disappeared in distance, he shrugged the thought away. Clearly the farmer was joking. This illiterate labor was unaware of what this blessing is going to do to his chicken. He didn't realize it until he came to collect the eggs next morning. Among the few white ones, there was a solid nugget of gold in shape of an egg. "How did this come here?" the farmer said before carrying it home. It took a couple of more days and few more golden eggs for him to make the connection that the blessing has made his one chicken lay golden eggs. When he and his family realized that, they went crazy. His woman felt their fortunes have turned and they are soon going to be rich. For the first time, she willingly became part of this farming working routine so that she could collect the egg herself. The wife was very happy to receive the egg, but the farmer felt no difference. His attitude was a bit pessimistic. "Result of that blessing, I have one less egg to feed my people with." Sure, they melted the golden eggs into bars and then sold in the market for a much higher price than eggs, but in some corner of his mind, the farmer didn't feel he deserved the earnings from the golden eggs. He didn't work any harder to earn more money, then why give him more wealth? Perhaps that farmer feared his kind nature would get corrupted with wealth if he acquires more than he can handle. Many decades went by. As the golden egg-laying chicken outlived its normal lifespan, the farmer had passed away, and now his son was in control under the guidance of his mother. Their financial situation had turned around. Instead of being a simple farmer, these people decided to become gold merchants. The son sold the excess of land and bought a spot in a prime location. He built a beautiful fortress-like house and kept the money-making secret hidden at the heart of this structure. Business was better than ever for him. There was so much gold to give around that travelers from neighboring kingdoms came to get their share of that shiny metal. For many years, wealth was pouring in like rain in a well. However, due to availability in abundance, the value of gold dropped. Now, there was so much gold that even if someone forgot to collect their egg from the shop, it would stay untouched on the counter until they returned to get it. As their earnings were dropping, the boy turned man was getting worried now. His mother too died, with her last words being, "Keep our secret a secret." These words were actually engraved in gold under her portrait. The young man often referred to his mother for wisdom. This worked for many years, but now his mother's wisdom bag felt empty. So he turned to his father's portrait. His last words were, "May God bless you all." These words weren't helpful either, but staring at the portrait made him remember what his simple farmer father told him several times. Always know what is your true wealth. Any wealth is true if you have worked hard to achieve it. If you deserve what you have, no one can take it from you. The naive boy, corrupted by his mother, never understood those wise words. That's why, under influence of that woman, he never paid attention to learn how to farm. Further, he sold his father's land, animals, and all his chickens except for that one special chicken. Now, he sat in an expensive shop full of golden eggs that nobody wanted to buy. One day, while he sat on the counter, an old man came to him. He offered the old man eggs of all sizes, but all he wanted was a glass of water. Sadly, this rich man didn't have any of that, so he walked to a neighboring shop to exchange a golden egg for a glass of water. But the shopkeeper didn't agree to make this trade. He said, "I have enough golden eggs, I don't need more." Failed, he returned. The old man still saw him with hopeful eyes. The young man took more eggs to sell, but no one in the locality was willing to buy. While he was carrying out all this madness, he could simply tell the old man to walk away. But it was his mother's teachings. "Give water to every thirsty old man and see if he blesses our other chickens as well." The young man struggled and returned empty-handed. Eventually, he went inside, brought the yellow chicken, and sold it to a slaughterhouse. In exchange, he bought a glass of water and gave it to the old man to drink. Once his thirst was quenched, he said, "Bring your chicken, I'll give it a blessing." "I don't have any," the young man replied. "Why don't you bless me instead?" The old man smiled and placed his hand on his head. In that moment, the blessing did nothing. After he was gone, the young man was worried that now, due to his mother's words, his moneymaker is now gone. No more chicken. "How am I going to earn livelihood now?" he wonders. In that moment, he remembered his father's wise words. Know what is your true wealth. Realizing his mistake, he sold his property in the prime location in exchange for his father's land he sold long time back. He returned to cultivating crops, and the gold eggs became a neat decoration for the farm's fence. As his income began again, the young man realized the value of true wealth. For the longest time, out of fear his secret becoming public, he didn't stay in touch with relatives, made friends, or even get married. Now that he has nothing to hide, he started a family. He got a loving wife, beautiful children, and continued to live on a simple life. In future, whenever old men came in search of water, he generously quenched their thirst. When asked what he wants in exchange, his reply was always the same. Please don't give me anything I don't deserve. I have everything I want, and I am happy. The end.